Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.
People need advice. Round two. 1-800-947-3979. Let's get to this one. Lucas has a question. I don't know that we can help. I'm sure we have a lot of people in the audience that'll help. I remember their comedian Colin Quinn in one of his specials when he was talking about the Constitution. He said it's the only document in the world that people become more knowledgeable about the more drunk you get.
Yes.
Don't worry, they can't arrest you. You're standing next to a mailbox.
Yeah.
That kind of stuff.
Yeah.
He says, I am reaching out for the advice segment. I am 20. 2 months ago, I got pulled over doing 8 miles an hour over the speed limit. I realized when they pulled me over, I forgot my wallet and I did not have my license. Next thing I knew, I was getting pulled out of my car and put in handcuffs.
Ooh.
As well as my Miranda rights getting read to me. The officer said she smelled alcohol on my breath. I do not drink. The real problem occurred when I was sitting in the back of her car and she asked if she could search my vehicle. And I said no. Sure as hell, not even 2 minutes later, another cop that was on the scene searched and walked back with my fake ID that I had placed in my visor mirror. All my friends and family are saying I should sue for unlawful search and seizure. What should I do?
Good luck.
Why do you have a fake ID if you don't drink? What is the reason?
Maitland
for that?
Asks a great question.
Well, I mean,
maybe to get in. There's some place you got to be 21 to get in with your friends.
Yeah, you just want to hang out. But all they have to do is have probable cause, and they can come up with almost any reason for probable cause.
But it might. I don't know if you're going to win a lawsuit, but it might get the case thrown out against you.
Mm-hmm. Maybe
because you know, if you said no and you don't drink. I assume you passed a field sobriety test or a BAC test later.
And if you didn't consent to a search and they didn't get a warrant.
I mean.
Yeah, do it.
Seems like it, right?
I mean, especially because most of the stuff they do is filmed, right? From their car or their
if you're in the car,
body cam.
I thought in almost all cases now the car had a camera in it, right?
Yeah, so ask for that. Mm-hmm. Talk to a lawyer. See if there is anything where, at least, like you said, free beer, maybe. You get charges dropped, cases thrown out. But yeah, they're not. You're not going to make any money from that. No police department's going to ever pay anybody out.
Hold people accountable, though.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. And I don't know. I mean, that seems pretty crazy. You got pulled over for going 8 over, and next thing you're in handcuffs getting the Miranda rights. And
yeah, but he didn't provide any identification. And you are, by law, required to have that with you
when
you're driving an automobile.
That's true.
So that's basically the same as refusing to say who you are. Even if you said who you are, you have no proof.
Mm-hmm.
So, good luck.
Yeah. I hope it works out for you.
Because
that was a simple series of mistakes that didn't deserve the trouble this no doubt would amount to.
Yeah. That's so crazy, though.
Because
I've forgotten my wallet more times than I can count.
Right.
And I can't imagine that situation happening. I mean, I could.
Ending up in cuffs because you were speeding without your wallet.
That totally possible. Of course. I could speed, get pulled over, but I feel like in that situation, I'm going to be able to say, look, I forgot my wallet. It's at my house. What do we have to do?
More than likely,
you know, because I don't want to be arrested for this. Like the cooler heads have to prevail in that.
Yeah. It's all situational.
Yeah.
You'll be fine. You got gray hair.
I did have a cop tell me one time they had walked up to my car and I was worried. I put hand sanitizer on and he was like, it smells like alcohol in here. And it was, I had left work. It was noon. And I was like, you definitely don't smell alcohol. It's hand sanitizer. And then as I went to reach down to grab it, he kind of gave me this look like, what are you reaching for? And I stopped and I said, I'm trying to just show you. I swear to God, it's hand sanitizer. You smell my hands. And he was looking at me like, all right, you seem a little more like sober, flustered than like
yes.
drunk and, you know, slurring. It was,
and
again,
I think a lot of officers have a good sense of that. Time yeah. and place and everything else.
Felt so scared in that moment. Like, dude, yeah. I swear to God, I'm not drinking.
Because your brain starts going, oh, this is going to cascade.
Yeah.
It's going to get bad.
And the first thing I offered to do, I was like, I'll take a breathalyzer. I got nothing to hide, but I swear to God, it's hand sanitizer.
Yeah. That would be my reaction, too. I'm like, yeah. All right, let's do these tests. I'd rather take the BAC test than, I'd rather blow on the thing than have to rely on my own hand-eye coordination to get me through this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, because now I'm freaking out. This one. I don't know if I am supposed to say the name, so I'm not going to. She says, I need advice. I've been with my significant other, a live-together relationship, and I have come to the realization that he does not change his underwear every day. I asked him about it, and he said, no, I don't, and that I'm making a big deal out of nothing, that men don't always change their underwear every day. Most men are every 2 or 3 days. I change mine every day, and I find it disgusting that he doesn't. What do you guys think?
There is no way that the word most should be in that sentence with men don't change their underwear every day.
Yeah. No.
Some men, a few men may not change their underwear every day, like your scumbag. But most men, I think, in the first world, change their underwear every day.
I'm not sure why you wouldn't want to.
I don't either. Right? That's a great feeling, putting on a fresh pair of yeah. underwear. It feels ooh, good.
Especially
no
different
than a fresh
dryer.
Pair of socks or a fresh, like, fresh clothing feels yeah. nice.
Do you know what doesn't feel good? Wearing the same underwear day after day. You ever had to travel and you're like, God, I just want to take a shower and change clothes.
Yeah, it's the worst putting on old clothes. Like you know, yeah, like you said, when you travel or if you realize you didn't do laundry and in a pinch you have to throw on yesterday's socks and you just go, ugh. Like, it just, it,
yeah. I mean, it's fine.
He's a gross person.
I do think he's
yeah, he's he gross. How hard is it to change underwear? Just okay. throw on a new pair of underwear.
Yeah.
So I would ask him, say, hey, okay, don't do it for you. Do it for me.
Yeah. I mean, that's an easy ask.
Yeah.
That's real easy.
Just say you're not giving him any face parties until he changes that.
I think that's more than fair.
Yeah, because that's gotta carry some funk.
Oh yeah. What? Don't even bother. Gross.
Just leave him. He's not worth
We're
it.
We're playing fast and loose with that. All right.
Yeah.
Hi, everyone. I apologize for the spelling errors. I'm using voice to text on my way to work. I recently, in the last couple weeks, found out that my wife has been posting explicit photos online.
Yes.
Oh, boy.
I mean, that's terrible.
When I found out, I talked to her about it. An adult move.
Yeah.
That was me commenting.
Out? How'd you find out?
It's a good question. She said that, yes, she was doing it and that she would actually like to do an OnlyFans account. She finds that it helps her self-esteem, but she doesn't want it to affect our marriage. She finds that it... I read that one twice. I wanted to know what you guys think. My reaction is that I'm okay with it. Honestly, that's the only reaction that matters, hers and yours.
Well, if you're okay with it, yeah, then it's not, I guess, too much of an issue.
I wouldn't love it.
No, I would hate it.
Personally,
but I'd be like, maybe there are other ways where we can work on your self-esteem, do you think, before we start posting online nudes?
But I wouldn't judge someone else who did it. Well, hell, I wouldn't even know. Right? I mean.
Yeah, unless you're looking for it. But if that makes her feel good, and it's just pictures, who cares?
Do it. And if you're okay with it, and I think that's, I don't judge you for being okay with it.
Yeah.
That's all that matters.
I mean, there's part of my brain that says I should be okay with it. I wouldn't be. I could be realistic about it.
No, I wouldn't be. I would hate it.
Yeah.
But
1-800-947-3979. Rich has some advice for the guy that got caught with the fake ID when he wasn't drinking. Hi, Rich. Listening on Sasquatch out of Duluth.
Yes. So I'm going to start this by saying I am not an attorney. My recommendation is if he is going through any legal battle to get an attorney.
Okay.
I'm an inmate advocate. So what that means is I help, excuse me, inmates that are in jail. And I've seen this. Oh my goodness. I can't even tell you how many times. The biggest thing is, if he was charged with a DUI, I don't know. I don't think I heard. Do we know if he was charged?
We
or
do
not
know that for
sound
sure.
Like it.
So if he was charged with a DUI, and they searched his car, anything they found, people often mess up like, oh, the smell of alcohol. So, you know, if you get pulled over in a state where marijuana is illegal, they say, oh, I smell marijuana. That is probable cause to search a vehicle.
Okay.
However, in the majority of states, the smell of alcohol is enough to require a field sobriety test, but not enough to create probable cause to search.
Interesting. Okay.
Right. So it's kind of like in the middle.
So if he then also did not consent to the search and he's in one of those states, likely, then that isn't good.
Correct. So if he is in a state where I want to say it's like 46 or 47 states where alcohol, the smell of alcohol. Yeah, it's a vast majority and for good reason. And it's been, they found out like the smell of you can think you smell marijuana. Well, guess what? Somebody could have hit a roadkill skunk a mile down the road and that's mm-hmm. what you smell.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's
so they've determined that an officer's sense of smell is notoriously unreliable.
Mm-hmm. Okay. In your non-legal opinion, but based on your own experiences as an inmate advocate, would you guess he has a case for wrongful search and seizure or just getting out of any charges they threw out against him as far as DUI?
So I'm not 100% familiar with the civil, the lawsuit. That would be a civil matter.
Yeah.
But I think it's like almost all states having a fake ID is not a criminal charge. It's just a citation.
That makes sense. That makes a lot of sense.
Like a speeding ticket. You
Rich,
know?
We're
like
short on time, so I got to cut
still
you off.
Get that dismissed.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you, Rich.
Yeah. I mean, I think
it
that
seems
would be the advice anytime you're dealing with something like that is talk to a lawyer.
This text, I'm a guy who doesn't wear underwear at all. It's much more comfortable. If that person is putting on dirty underwear after showering, they are even more gross than if they just don't shower. I would say both are terrible.
Something tells me that person's not showering.
Seems like it.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.